Everybody, welcome to my Subaru. This is Miller Time, and my name is Adam, and this is a chance for us to grow deeper in our faith by reflecting a little bit more on Sunday's message. Don't know if you're able to tune in to Sunday's message or were able to attend church, but we are working our way through the Lord's Prayer. And I want to remind you that the Lord's Prayer is not about trying to say the right words, to convince God to listen to you, to try to manipulate God to bend to your will instead of allowing your heart to soften to His will. And it starts with the idea of knowing deep in your soul that God is a good and loving Father who loves for you to come to Him with your requests, with your needs, and even with your desires. Some of you had parents, maybe you had a household, or maybe you've had a boss or a coach where you kind of learned early on that, you know what, it's just better to kind of skirt the issue, go around. It's better not to ask him or her for anything because you never know what kind of response you're going to get. They may blow up at you and you always feel like you're walking on eggshells. That is not the kind of God that is portrayed in Scripture. The God that we have in Scripture is a God who runs after us, a God who pursues us, a God who chases us, a God who absolutely longs and loves for us to come to Him with our requests. And we discussed what our daily bread is. And you know, living in America, we have it so good. Most of us have never had to pray for food. We pray over our meals, perhaps, but very few of us have ever truly been in a very serious position in life where we didn't know where our next meal was coming from. Now, when I was in college, I lived in the dorm the first quarter of college, and they did not serve food in the cafeteria on the weekends. And so I did go some weekends without food. But I was young and I usually got invited to somebody's house. And I learned to love macaroni and cheese. And sometimes that would be the only meal I would have for a weekend, but it didn't really affect me or hurt me in any long-lasting or emotional or spiritual way. We live in a nation of opulence. We throw away so much food we could feed a third world country, most likely. So, how do we come to this prayer? How do we pray this prayer meaningfully? Give us this day our daily bread. I want to remind you what Martin Luther said some 400 years ago in his small catechism. This is what Luther considers our daily bread, everything included in the necessities and nourishment of our bodies. It's where it starts, but it's much more than that. Such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, farm, fields, livestock, money, property, an upright spouse, upright children, upright members of the household of faith, upright and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, decency, honor, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. You know, when I read his description of what it means to pray for our daily bread, it completely blows the lid off of how I have been approaching this prayer. There are so many things that we can put into that category of daily bread, things that we need to live the kind of life that Jesus is inviting us to. And so I want you to take some time today and really think through, what does it mean for you to pray, Father, give us this day our daily bread? What does it mean for you personally? But I also want you to pay attention to the language of this prayer. It's not give me, it's give us. So start with yourself. What do you need? What does your family need? What does your household need? What does your church need? What does your community need? What does your country need? if God was going to provide our daily bread, what would that look like in 2020, Santa Cruz County, California, United States of America? Take some time before you answer that question and pray that prayer. But as you do, as you pray that prayer, keep it in the forefront of your mind. God is delighted that you are coming to Him with all of your requests, all of your needs, and by the way, all of your desires as well. God bless you guys. May the peace of God, the shalom of God, that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See you next time.